podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Leicester City have a penalty kick in the 6 minutes of injury time.
Knockout takes, Almunia saves, knockout follows in, Almunia saves again.
And now Wapner on the counter-attack.
Forestieri.
Oh, I don't believe this.
Here's Hulk. Deeney.
I do not believe what I've just seen. Troy Deeney has scored from a Leicester penalty that was saved by Almunia.
Do not scratch your eyes.
You're listening to the Do Not Scratch Your Eyes podcast. Hello, Carl. How are you?
I am excellent, Justin. Yourself?
Very good. Hello, Peter. How are you?
I'm extremely wonderful with the delights of the World Cup.
Ah, excellent. We will come on to that. But first, women's football. Let's discuss women's football. So, Sunday, the three of us went to Grosvenor Vale to watch Watford Women versus Billericay Town Women. My first women's match. And, well, I mean, let's talk it through, shall we? So, first of all, what did you make of it, Carl? Was it your first Watford Women's match as well, or have you been before?
No, I have been before. Right. It wasn't my first rodeo.
Right.
So, yeah, very good. Very good. Enjoyed it. I mean, as we'll probably cover, I think us turning up out of nowhere as caused some sort of issue because they'd won pretty much every game this season until we showed up.
Yes, they were 3-0 down at half time, weren't they?
Yeah. So, good old Do Not Scratch Your Eyes podcast, doing what we do best, fucking things up for somebody else. But yeah, no, it was a nice day out, bizarre weather.
Yeah.
Didn't know what to wear. I had sunglasses on 1 minute and the biggest winter coat that I own the next. So, yeah, all good.
All good, yeah. So, yeah, there were some interesting observations throughout the match, which you actually took a new device with you, didn't you, when you were sort of doing some pieces to it.
A new toy.
Yeah.
Why don't we bring that in now and allow the ladies and gentlemen to listen to Carl's expert commentary with excellent co-commentary interjections, I think, on occasions, and other times just the normal rambling nonsense on the game versus Billericay.
Well, we're underway. Not a lot has happened. We've discovered the immense goalkeeper for the opposition team. Probably... not much more to say on that one, but yeah, we're just a couple of minutes in. Lots of balls being knocked up into the air, but not a lot going on at the moment. So we'll keep you posted, but hopefully get some goals.
The keeper's just made a save with what appeared to be her head, but I could be wrong. Oh, someone's down in the box. So it was
it's off her face.
I did see a face come off, but yeah, indirect free kick because of a. dodgy pass back from the Billericay defence back to the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper's touch to make a save down to her left-hand side. So, yeah, all going. But, yeah, somebody has just saved the ball with their head. So that's going to be sore. So 15 gone to 16. Watford 0, Billericay Town 1. As you can see, us turning up here has really helped the Golden Girls. But 1-0 down. Playing well. Still plenty to play for. Let's see how we go. Oh, shit. It's 2-0. 23 minutes gone. I blame Justin.
What have I done? I was busy laughing at a joke that you made.
Oh, well. Yeah, 2-0. Still going pear-shaped. Well, 38 minutes gone. Still 2-0 to Billericay. We've got another injury, about the 45th of the game so far. Billericay leaving it in actually a little bit. Couple of late that challenges. Feisty. Yeah, it is a feisty old affair. 2-0 down. We're just.
You might be commentating on a goal.
I could be commentating on a goal, but thankfully I'm not. So there we go. But yeah, no, it's a good battle. It's a feisty old game. Some decent challenges out there. Best challenge I saw today, though, was Peter versus the sauce at the burger van. Oh, no, sorry, it's Justin.
No, Justin.
It was Justin versus the sauce.
I mean, come on.
If you're going to offer burger sauce, take the plastic bit off first.
It's
It's all I would say.
It's really bothered. He was apoplectic. But yeah,
if you're going to offer burger sauce, take that plastic bit off first while I try and squeeze it. It's not hard.
There's going to be a new podcast coming. It's going to be called Justin versus Inanimate Objects.
It's going to be called
Who Will Win?
Do not squirt your sauce.
Do not squirt your sauce. Love it.
Oh. Well, just as the heavens are about to open, 45 minutes, Peter looks perplexed.
There's been a penalty given.
Yeah, a penalty given. Yeah.
Over to Chris Kamara.
Yeah.
As there, Jeff?
Who
is it, Cammy?
Oh, perplexed. I mean, they broke out. He was playing out.
Yeah.
A good shot.
Keeper made a good save, but a penalty to Billericay. This could make it 3-0 at half-time, potentially. So,
I think this is going over myself. Going to hit the O of Hollywell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a big gap on that left. So, referee Bowes steps up, scores straight down the middle. Sends a keeper the wrong way. 3-0. Aren't we glad we came today?
Now then, this is a test.
As GT would say. Okay, so second half is underway. We've changed location. We're now behind the goal that Watford are shooting into. Trailing 3-0. So that goalkeeper is very loud. Oh, that was right in. If that was a gentleman, that would have been man down. Oof, dear Lord. She is a bit vocal. She doesn't realise I'm trying to record and all I can hear is her.
Get out the box.
Get out the box. So, little status update. We now stood in the coldest part of the ground, out of the sun.
There's sun over there. Over there it's warm.
Still 3-0. Still some real horrible challenges, actually, kicking about out there. But the goalkeeper keeps making eye contact with me and she scares the fuck out of me. I'm not going to lie. If a grizzly bear walks into this football stadium now, not that that would happen, but I'd put money on her to beat the grizzly bear. I think there is plenty of opportunity there. Watford on the attack as I speak. Come on, ball in the box. Goodbye. No one there. Out for a corner. The ball is at my feet. Amazing. And Wilson, number 18, takes it away from my feet. Thank you. I was tackled. Quick corner, short corner. Oh. And that's wedged in. Oh, a bit of panic here. Bit of panic in the box. No, too much. Yeah, they've cleared it down there on the break, which is there's been a problem this afternoon.
There is a enormous 5G mast in the stadium that should be mentioned. That must be powering the whole of Hillingdon.
Oh, she's there! Oh, how?
Come on!
Oh, that was. Oh, hang on. I mean, I would have bottled it if she came at me as well. I've got to be honest. it'll go across your whole life would flash before you and then you just decide I'll pull out of this one. It's like driving full speed into a brick wall and at the very last minute going no fuck this is a bad idea. Sorry, you were talking about the tower.
The birds just sitting on it now. Yeah. But that is a massive 5G.
Those birds have all got excellent mobile phone reception.
Not that I'm not enjoying the football, but I think that should be pointed out. That is a big mast.
It is a big mast, yes. They've obviously sold a little bit of space at Willstone to put that mast in.
What's happening now? Corner up your
phone. I don't come along to a women's game, I said. You'll enjoy the football, I said. 3-0 down, they start talking about birds and fucking telephone.
You know. Is that Helen Ward coming on?
Oh, Wardy.
Helen, I still haven't made you any brownies, Ward.
Helen, good fancy. More of this nonsense to follow. The rude sandstorm has started because we've scored.
No, you can't.
Lovely. So, Watford 1, Billericay 3. The goalkeeper stretched.
Well, he's already told them to get a move
as
on.
Far as she could. But couldn't get there. I was going to say, I bet if it was a pork pie, she would have fucking got it.
Got one.
I'm so sorry. I'm going to hell. But, yes, 3-1. Good goal. Helen Ward getting into a ruckus inside the net to get the ball back as well. So, yeah, good old Helen. But, yeah, Watford back in the game. There's enough goals in this team.
Goal was scored by Annie Rossiter, by the way.
Annie Rossiter, yes. Annie Rossiter. Yes.
Any relation to Leonard?
One for the kids.
Very niche there. But, yeah.
Miss Brahms.
Miss Brahms? Miss Jones. Miss Brahms was IBC.
Miss Jones.
Oh, Miss Jones.
Miss Jones.
Oh, God.
The
really don't know what's happened here, but I've got right into something now.
Well, the frightening news is my wife does a very good Leonard Rossiter impression.
That's not good for
her. I know it's not good. I know. Oh, hello. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, that's in the sun. She touched that, I think.
No,
go kick.
The sun is for it there.
But yeah, so back of the game, 74 minutes gone. We'll keep you posted at the hot desk.
All Leonard Rossiter news.
Yeah.
Do you even know who he is?
I haven't got a clue. I haven't got a clue who it is. So free kick to Watford in a decent area.
I reckon we're catching this.
Yeah. You think this is coming our way, do you? Yeah. We will see. I mean, the atmosphere is tense. The skies are dark. There's a rainbow in the distance. And Watford have a free kick.
Oh, this is poetic.
Justin is ready to catch. The goalkeeper's just finishing off a cheese sandwich. And here we go. Steps up. Good strike! Oh, what a goal! The goalkeeper is now eating the ball.
Come on, time wasting!
What a fabulous strike! Great strike!
Go!
Oh, yellow card for the goalkeeper.
Yeah,
yellow card. And the floodlights are on. It's all going off. Somebody's just turned the... the big light on. So, Watford 2, Billericay 3. We've got a game.
Game on.
We're into the final few seconds. Oh, bad ball. Well, any minute now.
Just get on with it.
Just niggly injuries that suddenly seem to...
Yeah, everyone's now got a touch of cramp in the Billericay side.
That's a euphemism if I've heard.
We are nearing the end. Watford 2, Billericay 3. Yeah, it's taken an eight. The time wasting's been atrocious the last few minutes from them. It's quick. Watford still had the ball. Launch it forward. Nope. Playing from the back. It's got to come forward. Oh, it's a terrible ball. It's just decision making today. It's not been good. Now Billericay.
Might get their full field.
Billericay are now in. Oh no, run into the corner.
The old run to the corner thing.
And have a free kick or not. Oh, how is that caught out of there?
It's a banging and clanging.
Yeah. Getting, game's wearing out now.
Oh, I don't know, I reckon they might get a full fee. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she missed that.
How she missed that. Should have been 4-2.
Someone hit the ball.
Not sure how they missed that. That should be game, set and match there.
Should be fucking launching it.
Well, full time. Watford 2, Billericay 3. Disappointing end to the day. You can tell by the girls they look bitterly disappointed. But, yeah, just one of those days. Didn't fall for them. Oh, that's it. End of a... interesting afternoon, bloody cold, mind you, but interesting nonetheless. Watford losing 3-2 to Billericay, just walking back to the car now. An enjoyable day, not the result they wanted, but hopefully we can do a bit more of this and get some players on as well and really try and promote the women's game. That's what it's about. It's trying to get as many fans down to Wealdstone as possible to see the girls play some lovely football. Just a little bit late today in turning up. If play like they did in the second half throughout the game, I think they would have won quite comfortably today, but never mind. Anyway, enough of this nonsense. Back to the studio.
So there you go. Not massively helpful in terms of a commentary for people who weren't there. You won't get a flavour of the match, but we do know a lot now about the 5G mast that is planted at one corner of the ground, and that the Billericay goalkeeper was, what term are we going to use here?
Rotund.
Curvy. Oh, okay. You're going for rotund. Okay. I was going to say curvy. I was going to be polite and say curvy.
In fairness to her, and especially in the first half when it was 0-0, she was very good.
She
was very difficult to beat. Insert punchline here, but she genuinely did. And there was one where it was a pass back, which she kind of, I have to say, she did struggle to get down to and got her hands to it, and it was actually a pass back. And so there was the free kick, which she said there on the commentary, and I think it ended up in somebody's face, but she got the deflection onto it. I mean, she was absolutely fearless in fairness
she
to
was.
Her. And as a game, there was some real challenges flying in. If anybody remembers last Sunday, it had been pissing down the previous night, and it was touch and go in terms of the pitch, even though it kind of played fairly well. There is a bit of a camber at Grosvenor Vale, and it was all rather sticky.
Now, I actually met up with a Wealdstone fan after the game on something completely separate, and he said that the corner that got waterlogged is known as Dead Fox Corner or something, apparently, because there was a dead fox there once or something. And then added to that...
I didn't presume that there was a wild antelope that had run through Dead Fox Corner.
No. But added to that, one of the stands opposite seem to have a section called Cough Corner, unless I'm much mistaken. I couldn't quite...
Is it during couch? COVID? It's Couch Corner, I think.
Couch
it is.
Corner. I wish someone had cleared that up at the time, because I kept thinking, why have they got a corner called Cough Corner?
Did look like where we were stood, it read Cough.
It did.
I will give him that.
Yeah, it looked like Cough Corner, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, listen, it's not a bad place to go and watch a game of football. Is it called the DD food truck that they have outside? Had a lovely selection of burgers and hot dogs. And that was probably about it, wasn't it? I don't think they sold anything else.
Bearing in mind you thought Couch Corner was called Cough Corner, DD Burgers, God alone knows what that was called.
Yes, it could be called something else. I don't
Specsavers have been on the phone, Justin. It's your turn to go in.
It definitely is.
It's a lovely place to go, and for what is a pound, it's well worth doing. It's a good afternoon. You're watching Watford play. They play Z Cars. They come out to it. And, you know, they didn't play as well on Sunday as they had previously. But in fairness to Billericay, they had clearly done their homework, because they play with kind of three up front. So they play with a girl called Annie Ross, who got the first goal, who plays in almost like a false nine position, but also makes runs in behind. She's very, very technically able. And then either side, they play with Flo Fyth and Gemma Davison. Gemma Davison got the second goal, which was a great free kick. But they knew what to do. They kind of doubled up on everybody in the wide areas, and they left a foot in. It was a physical old battle, and they were very, very good on the break. We were kind of dominating, and they broke away, what, three times in the first half, got two goals, and then one was saved, and then they went, no, there's a penalty there. You go, really?
Yeah.
Why's that a penalty? And so it was 3-0 down at half time. But in fairness to these girls, bearing in mind last season they had a really difficult season, they can dig in when they need to, and it was unfortunately it ended up being a little too little too late, but it was still grandstand finish. I enjoyed it.
Can I share something with you both that you don't actually know, something that happened to me after the game? So as you know, we're going through a little section where we've got some badges to give to people.
Yes,
so we'd like to give some badges. Now, I had some loose badges in the pocket of my coat. So as I'm searching, rumbling around in my pocket for my house keys, I inadvertently flip a badge out and it lands on the floor. Now, I still don't know how or why I did this, but I went to step forward to reach said badge and stepped on it and then slid probably 100 yards past my front door and landed on somebody else's step and they've cracked a rib.
Oh, brilliant.
So the last two nights I've had to sleep on this. Well, I say sleep, sort of rest in the sofa downstairs.
Brilliant.
To try and get any. Yeah, I can't lay down. because I can't breathe.
Have you?
These are tiny, tiny badges. They're little mini badges. They're very nice. They're very cute.
And they're dangerous.
You've lost a fight with one of these.
They're dangerous as hell. Be careful.
You knobhead.
I'm just so glad there's no CCTV. I don't know how I've done it. I've skated on a badge. It's gone.
Have you been to see a medical professional about this?
I have. I had to go to Mount Vernon.
You went to the minor injuries unit at Mount Vernon?
Yes. I went yesterday because I was in severe discomfort. And I thought I was having a heart attack on Monday night. I thought, what the fuck happened to me?
So
I thought, I'm dying here.
The diagnosis is a cracked rib, is it?
I've got a cracked rib, yeah.
Is it a floating rib or one that's attached?
No, it's still attached, thankfully.
Oh, God. Well, speaking of recovery there, mate, well done.
Yeah. So thank you for the day out, chaps.
Yes.
Well, this is good news. This is good news. Well, not only do we encourage you, though, to, first of all, not go skating on any badges, should you have some there. We will be at, or I certainly will be, I don't know about these two people. I mean, obviously, Carlos will probably be in traction because he still has several badges left to injure himself with. But I'll be at the Watford game this coming Sunday as well, which is another 2 o'clock kickoff. But then we do have some news about the game thereafter, played against hashtag United, more of which we'll speak about in a moment. Hashtag United in the cup, I don't know the name of the cup, against the girls, played at 2 p.m. on the 4th of December.
Yes.
We have some interesting information. Anybody who knows Do Not Scratch Your Eyes knows that we have absolutely no sense of our own level of incompetence. And I'm glad to say that we have retained this giddy pursuit of the stupid. And we have decided that we shall commentate live via Spaces on Watford versus hashtag United from Grosvenor Vale itself. And we went down there to go and sort out some logistics and everything was all sorted. I think we're all ready and we're all raving to go.
Yeah.
Raring to go, one of the two.
raving.
Raving.
Probably.
I do point out that ladder that you have to climb to get into the commentary box, though. That does look a little bit haphazard. It's not even attached. It's kind of leaning.
I will be filming that, just to let you know.
Well,
that is true.
More crack ribs are available, I would suggest, if that isn't attached correctly. Yeah. Okay. Well, yes, so we're going to give that a go. I think the idea is that you're going to be commentating, Peter, and then we're going to be sort of going around and doing our bit and talking to people and annoying them and pointing out 5G masts and that sort of stuff. Have you seen that 5G mast over there? That's really impressive, isn't it? But hopefully we'll be a little bit more concentrating on the football as well. So, yes, that will be a new thing that might be a one-off. If it doesn't go very well, and might be a recurring theme. We don't know.
We don't know. We'll see exactly how badly it can be done. I would certainly like tips and tricks on making match day commentary. So we may be trying to hunt some people down over the next 2 weeks and saying, we've agreed to do this. Or we were stupid enough to suggest doing this. Didn't think anybody would agree, and they have. Well done, ladies. I'm pretty pleased with that. So look out for us trying to find out how to do all of this over the next couple of weeks. And do listen in live on the 4th, or we'll probably cut it into a podcast of the various levels of disaster that we get into while the women try to ignore us and play the game.
Yeah.
And we'll see. But of course, hashtag United, of course, are the fan-sponsored, fan-led, social media-supported site that a certain Watford goalkeeper got injured whilst playing for year or so ago.
That got swept under the carpet, didn't it, that? Yes.
It was hardly believed that Mr. Ben Foster was playing for hashtag in a charity friendly, I mean, doing it all for a good cause, when he got injured. It was all kind of mumble, 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 rhubarb, rhubarb, rhubarb.
Yes, it turned out to be a small footnote in a shit show of a season, to be fair.
It wasn't really a big deal,
but yeah.
But we may label it for no other reason than our own stupid in-jokes, the Ben Foster Derby.
Absolutely.
I think that would be good.
Absolutely, yeah. So, okay, well, yes, that could be rib-tickingly funny, eh, Carl?
I see what you did. Well done.
Marvellous. In other news, you may have seen that we've been asked to join the TalkSport Fan Network. And you might be wondering, what does that have for us as the listener? Well, in theory, not a great deal of change, I wouldn't have thought. It just means that we're going to be on a bigger platform than we're on at the moment, and there's probably going to be more opportunities for us to network with other podcasts as well. Peter's delighted.
I'm fed up with trying to track them down and getting no bloody response at all.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll probably notice that the idents at the beginning of the podcasts change and that sort of thing. But apart from that, there probably won't be any massive difference in terms of the list. It won't improve our professionalism and probably won't change our content whatsoever.
Do we have any?
Yeah, that was a deep level of concern for the listener. Hope you're not going to be getting any better.
Well, exactly. No, yeah, exactly. Yes, yes.
Two hopes.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I meant to say, look, if you do see us around and we've got some on us, do grab a badge off us, but please be careful.
Don't stand on them.
Don't stand on them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Watford Late Women at home on this coming Sunday. I said it was 2 o'clock. It's not. It's 1 p.m. according to the website. Against Crawley Wasps, the Hornets versus the Wasps. There you go.
What could possibly go wrong?
Don't go dressed as a bin. That's the idea I would suggest there.
Yes.
And then the following week, we will be carrying out disastrous commentating duties, but we'll be down there. So if you want to come down to Grosvenor Vale. That would be lovely to see you. You can come and see us be absolutely crap in person, or you can listen to it being crap on Twitter Spaces.
You can watch one or all of us trying to get up a ladder to a commentary box.
No. I insist that I go up that ladder first.
Why?
I insist.
Why? I'll take it away.
Because I want to stay above the area that you have to climb through.
Are you suggesting I'm going to affect the floodplain?
I'm suggesting that they may need to call the local fire brigade to remove you.
To describe this thing, right, it looks like a loft hatch, right, but the ladder doesn't look like it's properly attached to anything at all. It looks very ramshackle and very... You can imagine that there's injury lawyers sort of hovering around waiting for you to put in a no win, no fee comment.
Yeah, yeah. Did you fall off that ladder? I definitely saw you fall off it.
Yeah. Just sign here. So, yeah, I mean, it does look ramshackle. So I don't know. I don't even think I want to attempt it. I think I'm going to be a roving reporter.
Oh, please do.
No.
You two have to roam. I'm going to be taking the position as close as I can to the 5G mast.
I will go roaming once I've got you safely up there.
Excellent.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, so you're going to help us get up there?
I'm going to help.
With your ribs? Is that a good idea?
I'm hoping to be better by then.
Make sure it's a badge-free zone. That should be fine.
God.
The ladder will be doing a lot of heavy lifting that day. That is for certain.
I wish I'd taken a picture of that ladder, because it does look like a death trap. So that could be quite...
I have to run a vlog that day. There has to be some sort of video evidence of what's about to unfold.
Is Hillingdon the nearest hospital to that? I think it probably is.
Yeah, yeah.
On a second, dear.
No. He's not fallen. He's wedged. He's not fallen. He's wedged. He's okay.
Can I just disclose something now? It was about 5 years ago.
Before?
I haven't been wedged. I haven't been wedged. Not in the sense that you're describing. Or in any sense, really. About 5 years ago. It was that horrible time between Christmas and New Year. It was the Sunday before everybody has to go back to work. It was like, oh, God. And I remember I was watching, and I remember distinctly it was Nottingham Forest play Blackburn Rovers. Neither team do I give a shit about, but it was football, and I was watching it. And I was fairly grumpy. I was having to go back to work the next day in London. And so I'm sitting there not doing very much. And the wife says, we need to put the Christmas tree back up in the loft. Now, for reasons too dull to go into, I didn't have a loft ladder at the point. So I had one of these things that it's like a, what's the phrase? It's like mechanical bit. So there's like four pieces. You can kind of assemble it into various things. You're supposed to be able to, you know, stand on it whilst doing the decorating and all sorts of stuff. Anyway, so I've got it with like just going up in like an apex, right? And I've gone up there. It doesn't quite reach. I'm up there. I've got both hands. I'm shoving this thing up to go get up there, you fucking thing, right? Just as I do it, this thing has got these like little mechanical clips that basically, and one of the legs basically buckled, right? It wasn't weight. It was mechanism, right? But the weight and gravity did not fucking help, right? It went over like a pissed giraffe, and I came down. And for some reason, Well, basically, long and tall and short of it, I managed to break my thumb, right? So I kind of land with a thump. I mean, trust me, when I land, a thump is not quite the word, but you know what I mean. And the wife's sitting there going, what have you done? What have you done? What have you done? What have you done? I was like, oh. Anyway, I'd broken this very thumb, right? She said, you've got to go to hospital. I said, I'm not going to hospital. You've got to go to hospital. I sat down and watched the rest of Blackburn versus Nottingham Forest, which
before
I know
going.
Blackburn won 1-0. And then we went, didn't give a shit, but I still watched it. That's why I still will watch the World Cup, even though I am personally objecting to almost everything about FIFA and everyone else.
As you're falling through the air, you decide, I know what part of my body I'm going to put in harm's way.
I have no idea how...
Did you have to have a plaster and a thumbs up kind of position? Were you going around?
It was kind of, I went in the next day and got into three halves time, which is ridiculous.
Oh, God.
Now, I have told people previously on this about my brother's ability to be run over by a glider.
Yes. You
so just to confirm that this does live in my DNA, because my mother once, right, she was away somewhere and she kind of went, she came back from holiday and she got like, you know, real scarred up face. I went, what did you do? She went, oh, well, I fell over. But it was all right because I didn't hurt my hands or anything because I took the weight on my face. What? What do you mean? You
stopped the fall with my head.
Yes, well done. Well done for using that part that holds your brain and your facial expressions to use to stop the fall. So, to be honest with you, thumb falling out of loft, small beer, I reckon.
Yeah.
No gliders, no facial reconstruction.
Yeah,
great.
I think
stuff.
you got off it lightly there, Peter. I think you're probably the least accident prone out of that particular bunch.
This is true. Well, this has gone as well as normal.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Enough. Right, thank you very much for listening. We'll catch up with you very, very soon with some more bits and pieces. I did say we'd still be here during the World Cup. Here we are. We will be back. Thanks very much.
The World Cup hasn't ended yet.
No, unfortunately, no. It isn't just 3 days long. No, there was quite a bit of it. So we will be back. Oh, God, I need to lie down. Thanks very much. See you soon. You horns.
You horns.
You horns.
Podcast Network.